seven ravens. There once was a raven who had seven sons, but he lost all one daughter. Although the little girl was very pretty, she was so weak and small that they thought she could not live. But they said she should at once be christened. So the father sent one of the sons in haste to the spring to get some water, but the other six ran with him. Each wanted to be first at drawing the water, and so they were in such a hurry that all let their pitchers fall. Yes, said they, she is beautiful indeed, but still 'tis a pity that her brothers should have been lost for her sake. Then she was much grieved and went to her father and mother and asked if she had any brothers and what had become of them. So they dared no longer hide the truth from her, but said it was the will of heaven and that her birth was only the innocent cause of it. But the little girl mourned sadly about it every day and thought herself bound to do all she could to bring her brothers back. Neither had rest nor ease, till at length one day she stole away and set out into the wide world to find her brothers, wherever they might be, and free them, whatever it might cost her. She took nothing with her but a little ring which her father given her, a loaf of bread in case she should be hungry, a little pitcher of water in case she should be thirsty, and a little stool to rest upon when she should lost the gift of the good stars. What was to be done? She wanted to save her brothers and had no key of the castle of the glass bottle. So, this faithful little sister took the knife out of her pocket and cut off her little finger that was just the size of the piece of wood she had lost and put it in the door and opened it. As she went in, a little dwarf came up to her and said, "What are you seeking for?" "I seek for my brothers, the seven ravens," answered she. Then the dwarf said, "My masters are not at home, but if you will wait till they come, pray step in." Now, the little dwarf was getting their dinner ready, and he brought their food upon seven little plates, and their drink in seven little glasses, and set them up upon the table, and out of each little plate, their sister ate a small piece, and out of each little glass, she drank a small drop, but she let the ring that she had brought with her fall into the last glass. On a sudden, she heard a fluttering and croaking in the air, and the dwarf said, "Here come my masters." When they came in, they wanted to eat and drink, and looked for their little plates and glasses. Then